A face new to politics is challenging Republican incumbent David McKinley in West Virginia's 1st congressional district. Democratic challenger Kendra Ferchet is a law professor at West Virginia University in Morgantown. She's never run for office before. Her progressive platform is focused on education, universal health care, and job creation. She says she wants West Virginians to have the freedom to stay in the state. She decided to run one day last year while doing yard work.
I was mowing the lawn in the backyard, which in West Virginia means it was on a really steep angle. I was hot. I was sweating. I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. Like, how am I going to do everything? How could I possibly run for office? I can't, I can barely keep it all together right now between work and kids and all that. And there was this moment where it just hit me. Moms do hard things. And we need more moms. And we need more moms doing hard things.
Ferchet is challenging incumbent David McKinley, a Republican with a business background in construction and engineering, who has represented West Virginia in Washington since 2011. He's optimistic about national trends and those in West Virginia and says he plans to continue to focus his attention in three areas.
Healthcare, opioids, and energy and economic redevelopment, revitalization in West Virginia. I think those three things are going to, and then there are subsets obviously underneath that, but I think that if we stay on those three subjects, I think we're going to have continued success.
McKinley and Ferchet both point to the opioid crisis as one of the state's biggest issues. McKinley says as more funds are now available for treatment, he wants to shift attention to studying why the disease is so prevalent.
I want to have some funds spent on what's causing people to use drugs. And there's not going to be one simple answer, because an 18-year-old is going to use drugs for one reason, a 45-year-old person another, an 85-year-old person another. But let's understand why people are turning to drugs, and then I think we can address it. Otherwise, we keep putting a Band-Aid on it, and we try to treat it that way. I want to get back to the core problem.
Ferchet has her own theories about why substance use disorder is so prevalent.
People are really struggling to find work where they can make enough money to feed their families. They are working heavy labor jobs for long hours and getting physical pain that's then treated with way overkill on pain meds. We have communities that are falling apart and people aren't engaged in their community or in with their neighbors like they used to be, which causes people to seek sort of pain relief and when they're feeling disconnected. This is a multifaceted problem.
Ferchet wants to see a long-term strategy, as well as more resources and policy changes to address immediate health needs.
So one solution I can say right now that I think we should be implementing is we need to get the federal government out of the way of our medical cannabis law. We can't safely treat pain meds unless we have a safe alternative to the pain meds we have now, and that's medical cannabis.
McKinley has not supported policy changes regarding marijuana, but he and Ferchet do agree on other issues, such as a need for economic diversification in general, and that impeachment should not be used as a tool to manipulate political power. They seem to diverge on health care. Ferchet is a strong advocate for universal health care, while McKinley says he's open to the idea with some reservations.
Interesting concept. I like the idea of having health care for everyone, but I want to make sure how we pay for it so that we're not bankrupting this country on it.
McKinley has taken every opportunity to try to dismantle the Affordable Care Act and has pledged to, quote, repeal any federal health care takeover passed in 2010, close quote. Financially, there's no real contest between Ferchet and McKinley. McKinley is a millionaire who has raised over $1 million and spent half of that on this campaign, while Ferchet is not independently wealthy and has raised and spent about $225,000. Most of McKinley's major contributions come from individuals and political action committees associated with the energy industry. Ferchet's is a grassroots campaign that has focused on smaller individual contributions, as she highlighted in a recent town hall event.
The $5, $25, $50 contributions are people who are saying, I believe in you, I support you, I will vote for you. So In the last cycle, I brought in about $35,000 in unitemized contributions. My opponent brought in about $4,700. So when people say she doesn't have enough money, on the matter, on the measure that I think matters the most, we've kicked his butt.
Frasche was up against similar financial odds during the primary. She won the Democratic nomination by a significant margin, despite being outspent almost 10 to 1. McKinley says the race all comes down to who will show up at the polls.
It's all going to be what the people think about, what the turnout is. If people want to see a change, then they need to make some changes.
Early voting ends Saturday. Election Day is Tuesday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.